Hey there, fans of Brotherly Love Wrestling. It is I, Vic Delicious.
Philly's own, the Mecca here.
It is the real McCoy, J.D.X., Justin D. Xavier.
It's your man, C.D., the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old friend, R.J. City.
Hey there, Brotherly Love Wrestling. Bill Carr here.
Hey everyone, this is two-time guest Wheeler Yuta.
Two bozos from Philadelphia flapping their gums about pro wrestling this, pro wrestling that.
Which is not that unique in the grand scheme of things yet.
You are in for a treat because you're tuned in to Brotherly Love Wrestling.
Philadelphia, are you ready?
This is Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, your first stop for everything professional wrestling. So sit back and enjoy wrestling talk at its finest with your hosts, Larry Hall and Joe Corrado.
Welcome, everybody, to Brotherly Love Wrestling. And we've been away for a little bit more than a week now, almost 2 weeks.
Happy belated Valentine's Day, you schmucks.
Yeah. But anyway, so since we've been gone, nothing?
What?
I said since we've been gone, I thought...
Since we've been gone, I can't breathe for the first time.
That is not the first time... I've led that for you in our show. But we had a giant promo done by The Rock on Friday.
There's been a lot of stuff it's a good thing we kind of skipped the week. It gives us a chance to catch up.
Yeah.
On everything that we...
As a Rock fan growing up, your immediate response watching that Rock.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved everything from the outfit that he wore, very smartly chosen.
Yeah.
From everything he was saying, you don't get it a lot. I mean, he's one of the greatest on the mics of all time. It's not even like of a certain era. Of all time.
He's agree.
Probably just entertainment value alone and being able to, you want to listen to what he's saying. One, you have to because you know it's going to be great.
Yeah.
He's between one and three, depending on the day. Depending on the fucking day, he's between one and three.
Yeah.
And right off the top of my head, I don't know who was better. Like, who was better than The Rock? To me, personally. There's been a lot of great people on the mic.
It's hard.
All different, though. Like, The Rock?
Yeah.
He just had it.
Well, and I know what I think separated him from a lot of people in the history of wrestling and up till now as well. Is you always, and I say the catchphrase on purpose, because you had what you gonna do, you had ooh yeah, dig it, you had one.
The Rock at 12.
The Rock to set himself apart from anyone else before or during.
It started with you smell what The Rock is cooking, the millions and the millions of The Rock's fans.
And
Jabroni.
It just
SmackDown Hotel.
It kept going and going and going. And I don't think anyone in history has ever even come close to the amount of things that you can get the fans to latch onto as your catchphrase is when it comes to.
Well, I mean, Jericho has a few.
Jericho is probably the
few.
He probably
might be the next in line.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought of him when I thought of promo people mm-hmm. that are able to evoke or invoke whatever reaction they like.
Yeah.
I've laughed my ass off at The Rock several times,
yeah.
but I've also hated him when I was younger. Now I'm just glad. It's like it brings you back to your childhood.
It's fun.
It is.
It's a lot of fun.
And I will say this. When he was on McAfee and he said, just enjoy the ride that The Rock is going to put you on. I mean, I shut up. I was like,
okay.
I shut off my brain. I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't care. I was like, just, I'm going to enjoy it. And I have been.
Me too.
Everything. Cody, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Seth is elevated again.
He's the only problem I kind of have, but keep going.
We can get into that. I don't know if it's a problem. I think I know where you're headed to.
Okay.
Kind of like a doesn't type fit
Kind of. Yeah. But I know why. I know why he is where he is.
So I'll go over after I'm done my spiel. Yeah. I was watching a couple things, which I didn't want to do, but I did it anyway. But it wasn't like a scenario.
Okay.
It was more of a comparison, and it was fucking bizarre. And no, but it was like bizarrely, like, I don't know. It fit pretty well. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. I got you.
The Cody, amazing. McIntyre tied into all this.
I love what they're doing with McIntyre.
Every week. Every week, I feel like it's the same people over and over again. Like, but that's good. That's fine. You continue to talk about the same. That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to fade away after 2 weeks. Like, mm-hmm. You want to, like, evolve as a character. And McIntyre's top notch.
Yes. I think this is best McIntyre we've seen in the company, period. And that says a lot, considering he carried the company throughout COVID as a champion.
Yeah, but he was not by any fault of his own. He was performing for nobody.
Yeah. But this is the best as far as character work goes that Drew has ever done.
We don't know what a true reaction would have been.
True. Yeah.
We'll never know.
Yeah.
We don't know. This is his best because of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because it's thrown in.
But he's at the point of where, like, there are so many people that are relevant mm-hmm. and that could be in this spot that he seems to be in right now. But for him to be there and the way he's performing.
Oh, yeah.
It just goes to show you just like what he had and like what he needed. Whatever it is, whatever they gave him or whatever they told him to do, he's doing it perfectly.
Yeah, I want to keep talking about like more of the people that are involved in the build to WrestleMania, other than the main event, but like, because there's a lot of supplemental pieces that are going on.
There's a lot of supplemental, but they're still big pieces. Like, the thing is that Cody, Rock, Roman are dominating, like absolutely dominating.
Yeah, but of course.
There are so many other things that are like either developing or coming to a head, or had been rumored in the works and are actually coming to fruition, like, 2 days ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, and it's being looked over, but it was probably before the Rumble was probably one of the bigger storylines and one of the more talked about, and that was Bayley.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that finally started to come to fruition. I mean, they turned on her numerous times, and now it's a match.
Yeah.
We all knew, we all kind of figured that was it. I mean, there was the build. That was the build.
It
was in front of us, though.
Yeah.
Like, there was turmoil. Mm-hmm. That was right in front of us. Like, that had to have, that's how that happens. She won the Royal Rumble, which was amazing, it was the right move.
It was. Not Bayley, for the women, absolutely.
Bayley wins the Rumble. Bayley, EO, WrestleMania.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's a great one. And I think I wouldn't say it's not getting the shine deserves because it is.
It's getting the shine, but it's being out. Like, when you look at word, like this, the word of mouth and the spread, if you were to do like a visual, like spread of, like, you'd have entire world would be covered with like just spots. And you know what they do, like when they you vote.
And,
like,
yeah.
Like, this is the, like,
yes,
Cody and would be a part of every fucking state and country.
Yeah,
and it'd be like scattered everywhere else. I bet you R-Truth would be fucking talked about. Oh my god,
that's the other thing, and that's what I'm saying. There's so many little, like you said, how they're little spread here and there.
Fuck, are they every single week with R-Truth? They're just.
It's gold.
He's in. He's always in like some sort of zone, but he's like this is a spotlight. This is meaningful.
Yeah.
As much of a goofy fucking joke as it is, like, it's still getting plenty of TV time.
Yeah.
It's like people look forward to, like, if you see R-Truth on the build right now, you're like, or Bill, not build.
Bill.
Yeah. I know. Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah.
They're building for something.
Yeah.
Maybe. But. Probably not, but he's for DX somehow.
I mean, look, it's the little shit that, like, is just
how do you not just crack the fuck up,
dude? But it's things that just get thrown out there as like, let's see if this will work. And then, with truth, everything.
Immediately.
Everything he tries fucking works.
It's like one of the highest selling shirts, like the fucking the Judgment Day plus R-Truth.
Plus R-Truth, yeah, yeah.
One of the highest selling shirts that they got in WWE.
Yeah.
Personally, I like the Tom and Nick.
Me too.
Mysterio. My God.
Me too.
That was fucking hysterical.
There's, with truth, look.
He's elevating the, like, not in the way that we thought that they were going to go.
No.
Like, we thought they were going to be this, like, heel. Like, it's lighthearted. I wouldn't call it a joke.
No.
Like, there's comedy, a lot of comedy undertones.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the Judgment Day, minus truth, it's still a serious faction. You still have the Money in the Bank briefcase holder. You still have the women's champion. You still have the tag team champions.
Yeah.
You have one of the most hated people
in wrestling.
In wrestling.
Period.
Yep. Bar none.
Yeah.
Then you have J.D. McDonough.
Yeah.
Hedley Lamar.
Hedley
Lamar.
I like J.D. a lot.
I don't mind. He has a place there.
Yes.
And his place is the buffer between the rest of the Judgment Day and R-Truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is the middleman
of
that.
Yeah. He's doing a good job.
But it's doing well. Like I said, elevating the Judgment Day. Not in the way that we had thought that was going to happen.
No.
But still elevated. Like, they're getting the time. They're showcasing themselves.
And that's the thing is that.
In a weird way.
I think a lot of people, and this is what typical Road to WrestleMania should look like and used to look like. You know what I mean? You had Austin Rock being, you know what I mean? Or whatever your main event you want to say, dominating. But then you had all these mid-card stories that were building to the main event. That,
closer to like Ruthless Aggression type era.
Yeah, exactly. So you had a lot of stuff. But yeah, main event was the focal point. But you had all these matches lining up where you're like, dude, there's that match. And oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, your Shawn, your Hunter, your Taker, your Michaels,
your Angle. And, yeah. Orton,
Mysterio. You had a stacked roster. Yeah. Much like
this is.
But more.
Yeah.
Because now you've put women into the mix with a substantial role.
Exactly.
So now you've probably close to doubled the stacked roster that you had in the Ruthless Aggression. Now, it's just stacked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Top to bottom. Whatever the top to the bottom, because it looks like, and we touched on it, we didn't say it, but Jimmy and Jay.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I'm so glad.
Very upset that Jay did not win. Like,
I kind of figured I get it.
Look, I get it. Someone's got to beat him at WrestleMania. Gunther.
Mm.
Who, though? Who, damn it? Tell me. I don't see anyone.
No, I don't
see anyone. I don't see anyone either.
I say keep it on him. If there is no one that you can build.
He's beating everybody.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But
like, who the hell's next? Goldberg.
You just answered your own questions.
Shit, I answered my own questions. Well, Goldberg, definitely not one.
God,
he would destroy Goldberg.
I don't. If you can't build anyone that is believable to beat Gunther, then
they had it a couple times.
You had Chad Gable actually look like the biggest threat.
That's who I was thinking.
Yeah, him and I would have believed Jay if they would have.
Gable's
kept going.
Getting back on the Gable train. And he's going to start focusing on Chad Gable more.
So if that's the case, that would be great. Then now, if you can build that, look, we have plenty of time. We're only mid-February.
It's already happened, so it's not that hard to rehash.
Exactly.
And there's been plenty of time in between.
Yeah, and
it was like one of the best matches that Gunther had, besides the Sheamus one.
Yeah, and it's fairly recent. So you don't have to draw back on people's memories. Everyone knows it.
I feel like this is going to be like your tournament to get like something, or Battle Royal, something. But if it's a battle royal, Gunther ain't losing. But if it's like a tournament, I still don't think he's losing. If there's a way, it has to happen almost organically. Like, they have to put this person, believe in them. They have to get over. They have to make it believable themselves, and that's how they get over enough to beat Gunther. Because if it's any way where it's like they have to decide via battle royal. Gauntlet.
I got one for you that you just brought up in my head.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, it's popular at WrestleMania.
Oh, the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Well,
or the Intercontinental
ladder match
that they used to do.
So, but in my head,
everybody got fucking hurt.
In my head, I'm debating it. Like, what would you rather as a fan?
If you're gonna take it off him, I would like to see it in the ladder match. I love that match. Those matches were great.
And to see Gunther in a ladder match would be.
Yeah, he could do it.
I'm not saying he can't, but I'm just saying
it's definitely definitely out of his element. But you know who I'm bringing back for this?
Cardona. Really? What?
Dude, he had one of the most memorable ladder match. I'm not saying he wins it. I'm saying you bring him back for it. He had one of the most memorable moments for WrestleMania.
Look, I'm not disagreeing, but. I don't know. I said it and thought about it, and yet I'm not sold on it myself because there's something about Gunther in singles matches that are just so much better.
Five star.
That I don't know if I want to see him in a ladder match. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. Even though I love.
Busy. I don't know how to fucking do this. Jesus.
I don't know if I want to see him in a ladder match. I love the one-on-one battle. That Gunther is not a guy that I kind of want to see in a ladder match.
Let me throw this out there. Gunther, Pete Dunne.
That'd be good. That'd be really good. By the way, for anyone who wasn't watching, do you want to say who you were talking about? Because people can't hear you.
Oh, Zach Ryder.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Long Island ICD.
Yeah.
I forgot we're not just a video production.
Yeah.
We're also... a audio production. My mistake, people who are
listening.
I thought you were fucking setting me up for something else. Do you want to say who you're thinking about?
No.
I was like, man, I'm not thinking about anything.
No, no.
You're setting me up for failure.
You put your hands up and I knew who you were talking about, but
the people who are watching knew Eggy.
Yeah.
You knew who to, hopefully. Bag of thick tips.
But I think
you like that callback.
I think one of the probably least talked about stories that has gotten me is Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn is intriguing me because
he's got nothing.
You see he's got nothing, and you see the determination of how bad he wants it, and he keeps losing. He keeps losing these opportunities, and he's making you believe like something is going to happen for him. Like, I'm going to make something happen. I'm getting my path to WrestleMania. I have nothing, but I'm going to get there. And he's that. All that love that we had and the belief in Sami Zayn we had just a year ago, just 1 year
Okada.
Ago. Okada is going to AEW.
How do we know this?
He's going to AEW. So just take Okada out.
I'm not going to believe it.
All right, well, we're going to see the week after Revolution when they do Big Business in Boston. That's when Okada's coming in.
No, he's not.
Okay.
He's not
gonna do it. Remember we said this. And he said, no, he's not, because I guarantee you, it's not just Sasha Banks. It's going to be Okada, too.
No.
It's going to happen. And we can touch on that later. But
nope.
He intrigues me. His storyline really intrigues me. I can't wait to see what Sami Zayn does. Kevin Owens is up in the air. Everyone's assuming LA Knight, Logan Paul, and I think they're going to address that in the chamber this weekend. Build to
chamber
that.
At 5 in the morning.
Yes, 5 a.m. I told Jamie, I said, I'm going to have an alarm set for about 4:45. I'm getting up, and I'm watching Chamber.
Are you watching the whole pay-per-view?
Brina usually gets up around 7, so unfortunately, I kind of wish it was earlier.
Doesn't it start at 4?
No, it starts at 5.
Starts at 5?
Main card starts at 5, yeah. I'm sure they might have
You'll get one. A show. You're going to get a Chamber match.
Yeah.
This might be like Rumble, where you get 5 matches. 2 Chambers and 3 other matches.
I'll tell you
the card.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's as of right now. We have the women's announced. The women's announced. The men's announced. The tag match announced, which is Judgment Day, Pete Dunne, and Tyler Bate, because they beat DIY in that tournament they did.
Yeah,
and then you have the women's world title match, Ripley and Nia Jax. So right now you only have 4, you have the Grayson Waller effect with Cody and Seth.
That's just a segment.
Yes. I mean, an interview segment.
He's in Australia, so that makes sense.
Yeah. So That's the like I've seen people a lot, like a lot of people confused, and that's what I said about Seth Rollins and his place, especially people that watched the press conference, which we did our show live Fallout the night before, and then we haven't had a show since. But that press conference confused a lot of people, and that's why they had to come out and clear it up on SmackDown. Hunter came out and took a couple shots at The Rock, which I thought was great. Yeah. Told him to, I don't care where you sit and know your role, you're going to know your role, and everything runs through me. Seth Rollins in that press conference did look like an afterthought. Even though he was the world champion, he looked out of place.
With those four people,
yeah.
He was.
Yeah, and that was the problem. But I understand why he was out there.
Because Cody had to make a decision, and they were both the decision.
Yes, but he stayed out there. Once he made a decision, he could have kind of went backstage. But they're setting up this tag match. We're getting a tag match night one. We're getting Rock Roman versus Cody and Rollins at night one. And then you're having Rollins and Cody fight for the titles night two. So Rollins versus, I'm going to say McIntyre, not.
Wait, you think it's going to be title for title?
No. It's going to be the tag match, Rock Roman versus Cody Seth.
Night one.
And I think Cody Roman night two. Rollins, I'm going to say.
You think they're McIntyre, both pulling double duty? Yes,
100%.
I don't think so.
I absolutely, 100%. I would put money on it. There's no other reason for him, as far as Rollins, to say, I'll be your shield. I have your back. All this stuff, and they keep doing it, and they keep reminding people. It's going to be a tag match night one. Because clearly we've been saying for weeks that Roman is not scheduled for Elimination Chamber Saturday morning. So what else are you doing? And you keep having this partnership with Seth and Cody. It's going to be a tag match night one. Three guys are going to be doing double duty for night two. And it's going to be Rollins. I'm going to say McIntyre because he's doing, like you said, such an amazing job. I think he's coming out of the chamber as your number one contender. So you're getting Rollins and Cody and Rock and Roman night one. So we're going to miss the Rock pop. Although, I think again, like I said to you,
he'll be there for the night too.
I think he's going to be in the corner.
I think he is too.
And I'm again, I said it to you in a text when I sent you it. I'm putting it out into the universe. So I'm going to say it on the show to cement it.
It's not going to happen.
Even though I don't think it's going to happen. But I do want The Rock to be in Roman's corner. Him go to screw over Cody. And then the glass shatters and Austin comes out. It's the biggest WrestleMania.
It is.
In history. Austin has to make an appearance.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be the appearance, if any. If any.
And the other thought is The Rock screwing over Roman Reigns.
That's, I feel, more likely.
Which, when he cut that promo, a lot of people were talking about.
A lot of, there was a lot that people looked into.
But it's not outrageous. It's not crazy.
It's not outrageous.
The way they presented it.
It's like sleight of hand type shit.
The way they worked the camera and the way they looked like The Rock was pointing at Roman when he said, I'm going to do anything I can in my power to make sure you lose. And he pointed at Roman Reigns when he said it. At least that's how the camera angle looked on TV. And then he puts up the L instead of putting up a one.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me The Rock doesn't know to put up a one? Like, there are certain things that you look at in professional wrestling that...
You wonder why they were there.
Yes. And when a guy like The Rock does it, The Rock has been doing this forever. He knows stories. He knows how to throw subtle hints. And that's why I kind of believe The Rock screwing him over.
And then you go back to, what did he whisper in Cody's ear?
Exactly.
And
you look at...
There's a reason... For that,
what Cody Rhodes said is, I'm going to take everything from you. So not only now did you take his cousin screwing Roman over and taking the title, like I feel like it's probably.
And then.
And you set up Rock Roman.
If he's taking
next year
everything. That means. It's probably a slow build after that to where the bloodline. Breaks up, Heyman is gone, Roman evaporates.
Roman, I don't think, well, Roman will evaporate as far as schedule goes, but I think you're getting Rock Roman for 41.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's already talk about it being Vegas.
Yeah, so they
next year.
Minneapolis was the front runner. Now Vegas slipped in, and that just brings it all back together.
Exactly.
It just bring and the video vignettes will be all of the whole year. They won't have to do a fucking thing because the vignettes alone and the Rock and Roman being in the match together will be enough to sell whatever tickets. The only problem is it's going to overshadow. It's going to overshadow anything else in the fucking card.
Yeah,
depending on what you have.
Yeah. I just think that
unless Punk gets his WrestleMania main event next year,
which is entirely possible.
Imagine if the Rock Roman main events over Punk.
You get two nights.
Yeah, but
I don't buy that. I don't buy it.
The first night isn't the true main event. You do buy that.
Tell that to Sasha Banks. Tell that to Bianca Belair.
I'm not telling them. I'll tell you.
I buy it as much as they buy it. No, it's
two main events.
Last I checked, it's a card. And who's at the end of that card?
The main event.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
It's a different night. It's a different card. That's a main event.
All right.
So I don't.
I'll succeed to that one. wave the white flag.
But I am excited for Chamber. I can't.
I'm excited for Chamber too, and I'm hell bent on getting up for it because I, like you, have probably about 2 hours to where I can actually watch something.
Yes. Yeah.
And that might be all I need.
Yeah.
It might be.
Yeah.
Or most of it. Because I can see this one being maybe a 3 hour. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're not getting Rock Roman.
You get two chamber matches. They're going to be long. That's your duration. That might come close to 2 hours.
So yeah.
That's why I'm saying 3 hour pay-per-view, because each one of those matches could easily... They should be longer than a half hour. Let's put it that way. They should be borderline 45 minutes to an
hour. Yeah, and then you have the tag match and the women's title match and the segment. Like, you could fill 3 hours in that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll probably go 3.5, but...
Before I forget...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did. I'm not going to forget. Before it doesn't make the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, to go on the Seth Rollins, and this is just some sort of weird... I don't know if it's coincidence or if this is just overthought to the T. I forget who it was, so I'm not going to credit them. Fuck them. It's my idea now. But they put this together in the MCU. So I don't know all the bits and pieces, but it was basically Cody... was, I want to say, Iron Man.
Okay.
And The Rock is Ultron. So, and they tied in Civil War, and that's where Seth is Captain America, and they have each other's back again after their Civil War, which was the Hell in a Cell. And it's kind of running that. And then, like, all of his friends, like, have his back. All the people that he wronged before or that the bloodline had wronged are starting to align with Cody, like Sammy, Jay.
Hmm.
It's like where he's getting his own Avengers together. So he'll have people to have his back. So if that's the case, I don't think you need... Cody Seth versus Rock Roman. I think you end up seeing all of this stuff happening in match to where Cody now has his Avengers. Like, you'll have come out, Solo come out, start to fuck around. Then you get fucking Seth is there making sure The Rock stays at bay, which he's going to no matter what. But then you have Sammy come out and take out Solo. Jay comes out, takes out Jimmy. So now you're back down the equal playing field. So all you have is fucking Heyman jiggling his cheeks in the corner, going like this. And you got The Rock and Seth outside.
Yeah.
Something's got to happen to Seth, though. Maybe, I don't know what. But something happens to Seth where Seth's taken out. So now you got The Rock, Roman, Cody.
Yeah.
Rock looks like he's going to fuck Cody up. Turns around. Rock bottom. Goes like this. Yeah. All yours.
Yeah.
Three. Because Cody wants this to be it.
Yeah.
Three crossroads later. So that seems to be the magic number for him. New champion.
I like
and,
the...
And Heyman hands the title...
To Cody.
To Cody. Because he is the son of a plumber. Paul Heyman knows this. He knows the history.
I like the tie-in with the MCU. I like a lot of that. I'm still dead.
It's basically Cody building his backup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean... It's all logical. It all makes sense.
I mean, it's just, it's not, it's just there. I mean, I feel like it's just there to have the crowd go absolutely, like, it's like supplemental to the near falls.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
you know you're going to have interference. Like, that's the MO for Roman.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
If he doesn't.
Everyone would be shocked.
Everyone would be absolutely shocked. They're building it so it fucking is going to happen.
You're right. So if you that scenario, are you saying there's not going to be a tag match?
That scenario, I'm saying there's not going to be a tag match.
All right.
I'm saying that you see everyone involved the main event on night two. So here's how I think night one's, because I don't think that should be the main event. It would be the main event, but I don't think it should be the main event. There's too many other title matches that are going to happen. You're going to have a potentially, not set in stone yet, Becky Rhea. That's a main event. You're going to have a Bayley EO. That's a main event. You're going to have a Seth, McIntyre. Potentially Drew McIntyre. Maybe. That's also a main event. You have three other main events that have rightfully, like, they deserve it. He's on the board, so he can technically kind of do whatever he wants, but still Triple H's show.
Yeah.
Triple H is going to have the same people made.
So you're saying if that happens, you're saying you're not putting Roman Cody main event? Or are you saying the tag match wouldn't be main event?
I don't think, because if the tag match were to come to fruition, it would be the main event of night one. And I don't think it should be. And I don't think it should be back to back. Like, I don't think it should be either.
I don't think it should be either.
Yeah, but I don't. Tag match. That's why I don't think it's happening. Because if it's happening, it's the main event. It's the most talked about. Like, you're not putting that mid show. You're not putting that at the beginning. You're not doing any of that.
I don't know.
You have so many other matches.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing with that.
I get it. It's two nights, but these two, like, you got to look at all the other matches that they're building.
I still think it's going to happen.
I don't think,
even though that logic makes a lot of sense, and it's the first time I've doubted it because of that logic. But I
still, and I'm not saying it just because of the Marvel universe and the tie-in and like, all that shit. I'm not saying it makes more sense. Like, there'll still be people doing double duty, but I don't think because God forbid, Roman or Cody or Seth or The Rock for that instance. But I don't think it's gonna be The Rock because he's gonna be playing his hits. They get hurt. I mean, unless it's a work hurt where Cody's fucking gets destroyed on his ribs or something.
Back against the wall even more.
Unless it's something like that, but you have a fucking injury-prone Seth that you can't have him work double duty. You can't. He can't fucking do that. His knee won't hold up. He's got to make it two manias so he can fucking rest. You can't put him in night... You can put him in night one and have him lose the title...
Yeah.
But you can't have him actually do a fucking, because he had to put in some work in that match.
Well, look, in a tag match, you're not doing
the work. I get it, but God forbid
I agree with what you're saying.
That the two on the one side work, Cody and Seth.
Yeah, I agree.
Where they're putting on a show no matter what, and they're going balls out. Roman works a safer, and The Rock, they work safe. Fuck Cody and fucking Seth.
Yeah.
Are the complete risk factor in all this. So say Cody's supposed to fucking win the title, because this happens to them all the time, it feels like. Happened with Seth twice. Happened with Finn. I mean, it seems like this is like, just fucking don't do it. Because if you're planning on having Cody go over and Cody's going to win and he's going to be your champion and he's going to be your workhorse, he's already a workhorse. He's going to be your champion workhorse. Don't fucking do double duty. That's just stupid.
I'm telling. Look at the guys you're talking about. They, if this is the plan, they will sign the contract immediately. They don't care.
Yeah, but they're not going to care. I don't doubt that. But from a
business,
not even just a business, but like it doesn't have to happen to make the story any more or less relevant.
I agree there. It doesn't have to happen.
Like, this doesn't have to happen. Like, if it was going to happen at Chamber. But it doesn't have to happen in the same WrestleMania that you're already getting Cody, Roman. Like, it doesn't have to happen when you're already getting that. You don't have... And that's another thing. Don't have them in a match together when they're going to be fighting each other together in a match the next night for the main event. That's just... Like, that... I feel like... That would kind of be a buzzkill. It would be pointless. Like, I would feel like it would put a damper on, like, the rest of WrestleMania. Like, why would you, like, I feel like it's, like one of those, like, wasn't needed.
Yeah, because you're already seeing.
Like, you're already seeing three of the four.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need
it. Night two already.
Not to mention, we rallied off all the matches that are potentially going to happen or are already happening. You know,
and some that we don't even know.
Yeah, you already talked about LA Knight and Logan Paul.
Yeah.
You got Gunther, who's going to be there. Those are your mid-card titles. You have a tag team title.
Mm-hmm.
You have a briefcase still
that
needs to be cashed in soon because it's probably almost time up, right?
Yeah.
No, July or June. June or July.
Money in the Bank, yeah, around there. July's Extreme Rules, but
I think probably June.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you go Mania, Backlash, and then Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
April, May, June.
Yep, you're right.
All
right.
Side note. You have tag titles. You got three more main titles. You have what Sami Zayn's going to be doing. You eventually have KO. You got... numerous other people on the roster that are probably going to make it. You got probably the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Mm-hmm. You, by the way, speaking of all this and all this time that needs to be allotted to all the matches we're talking about, you do realize they moved the main card up an hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it's now starting at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Instead of
8. Because they have so much. They have so much.
We got two nights thinking, oh, it's going to be great. And then it's going to be as long a night. And
you're probably getting back-to-back. You're probably getting 9 total hours. You're probably getting back-to-back 4.5-hour nights.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a long fucking night.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be great. Don't get me wrong.
It's going to be a great week.
And we're not going to be in the abyss that is fucking MetLife Stadium. God. So
no, we know our way around. We're on home turf.
Yeah.
We can get in and get out. I mean, probably not quickly, but we can get in and get out. We know where the fuck. There's multiple ways to get out. You can't just take one fucking road. We don't have to Uber. There's a lot of good things that are working in our direction.
Absolutely.
We're not going to touch public transit that fucking
night. Yeah, I mean, you're right. There's a lot.
Too much.
Would you like to make a wager on if the tag match will happen or not?
$10.
$10?
Sure. No. To make it interesting for the show.
Okay.
For the show.
I don't know if I'm going to agree to this, but go ahead. I'll listen. The fact that you hesitate is what worries me, but go ahead.
All right. If the tag match happens at WrestleMania, I wear a mustache for a week.
Well, just
full on, just a mustache. Just, that's it. I shave like everything else.
Fu Manchu, Hogan,
whatever. It has to be a stash. There's nothing else that's connecting it. This, gone. If you want to rock handlebars, I want to rock handlebars. That's fine. Or you want to do like a little cut off, like a Jake the Snake type thing, or like a Rick Rude type thing. That's fine.
Okay, I'm waiting for the butt.
And vice versa for you.
Okay.
So if this doesn't happen, and you get to go to work with a mustache.
That's a good one. I was thinking more like food and beer.
No. It's a mustache bet. It's a gentleman's bet.
See, I don't like it because my shit doesn't fucking connect. So, like, my mustache would look all fucked up.
Hey, man.
That's the thing. I don't know if like when you watch, you can tell on camera, but like right here, this right here doesn't connect.
All I know is you're gonna look very really weird. You have to agree to it.
I don't have to agree with it.
You should.
I don't have to agree with it.
You should. I'll send the mass text after this.
I'm good with like the Mexican mustache. You know what I mean?
You do whatever mustache you want.
Okay. I thought you were picking the mustache.
No.
Like the winner picks the mustache.
No, because your facial hair doesn't grow in normal ways. So like I want it to be you're just gonna get a creepy mustache.
All right. I'm in for that. All right. I'm in for that. Shake hands. Okay.
Gentlemen's bet.
No, we're down. So that show afterwards will be interesting. that's the best part. And not only that, if the match is announced 3 weeks before Mania, the other person is going to be excited even more for Mania because now you know you have to.
So if it goes,
we're going to be sitting watching night one, and all of a sudden the match is going
to
be announced.
Here's the thing: to hedge the bet even better.
Okay,
so. Because this is going to happen no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to, one person is just going to be more excited than the other.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's Mania week. You have to rock the mustache.
Oh, man.
So you got to go down to the link, rocking mustache. And then when we do our post show, you still got the mustache. And I don't want no 5 o'clock shadow around it. It's because it'll be the same thing with me. Because if I shave 5 hours later, I'm gonna have.
Well, so you,
it's got to be a fresh stat. Well, you could go every 3 days, but still,
yeah, mine doesn't grow as fast as yours.
By the time the show comes around for Fallout of Mania, you have to have a fresh stat.
I'm still down for that.
All right, good.
I think it's gonna be fun.
So I shouldn't shave my facial hair for quite some time because I'm going full on. I'm going Tom Selleck.
Yeah, I'm not like my shit always like. I always have to trim.
I hope this doesn't get fucking announced.
Trim next to my mouth.
Hope I made enough sense for the ether to fucking.
You made a ton of sense, honestly. You made two or three points that made me second guess two or three times. But I really think WWE is going that way. I really think it is. So
I'm praying that they don't.
Wait, you've rocked the stash before. This isn't a big deal for you.
People don't like the stash. Not me. Stash isn't in on me, although I don't care what people think. Yeah. So
no, but I'm excited for this bet now.
All right,
we're going. You're gonna lose.
Shit, if I lose, I'm gonna look exactly like my father when we're to fucking together for the
bet. Yes, there's even more for me to hope for. I can't fucking wait.
Those are gonna be some good pictures.
Yeah, that's the other thing. This is our first Mania in Philly. Like it hasn't happened in forever.
It's a family affair,
and our picture. That we're going to take, any picture we take is just going to be someone with a ridiculous stash. Like, why the fuck did you shave your beard? Like, this is the best part of it.
Yep.
All right, I'm down. I can't wait.
Did you sidetrack or
even more sidetracked than what we were, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, this is all relevant.
Yeah.
So, did you see that they came out with down at the convention center?
WWE World.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know how much of a madhouse is going to be? Dude, when I went down to the tattoo convention, it was a fucking madhouse. Like they were at capacity, so you were able to get in at 11. I got down there at like 1:30, quarter to two. The fucking line wrapped around the building. I was like, are they not open yet? So I get into the fucking back of the line. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, I thought this opened at 11. And they're like, no, it opens at 2. I was like, are you sure about that? So apparently they opened back up at 2 to let more people in.
Oh, shit.
So if you go down to this WWE world, just know you're hitting capacity probably several fucking... There's got to be time slots.
Well, and not only that. So as we record this Wednesday night, tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, they go on sale.
The tickets go on sale. Yeah, and they range from 30 to 300. That 300 has got to be for every day for like all access.
I was honestly thinking
about it. Yeah.
About Friday.
Friday, because we're going to be down in the city already.
And taking, like,
but we're not in the same part of the city.
But
we're not that far away.
My thing was taking the day, because I was going to take a couple hours already anyway, but taking the day and just going down at 11, 12 o'clock midday on a Friday.
What's going on.
Yeah, and just go in. Like, I'm not planning on meeting any of the superstars. I just want to walk around down there.
See what it's all about.
Yeah, that's
so they're gonna have like video game. They're gonna have a WWE 2K tournament. Yeah, they're gonna have meet and greet. I would even do a meet and greet with, like, I'll look at, like, the lines and be like, this is a, like, a good choice all around.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
I know if they're going to have, if Triple H is probably going to be there. Mm-hmm. That's the last one you need. No, you got Triple H.
No.
No, that's the last one you need.
Triple H is it.
This is your shot.
This is it.
Yeah. Holy fuck, you might have to spend $300 to meet Triple H. This is your shot.
Yeah.
This is,
I got
this
everybody.
Is probably it.
I, as far as
you
the,
might
the,
have
the
to.
Click goes, I have everyone except Hunter.
You have to, he's last one, you have to have him next to your tattoo. Because this is the only one you've had it for. No.
No.
Maybe.
Hall and Nash I had it for.
Mm.
Hall and Nash I had the tattoo already.
Did you?
Yeah.
Then I missed an opportunity.
Yeah. Hall and Nash, we had the tattoos already. Yeah.
All right.
But Hunter, yeah, I'm going to have to look into tomorrow. I'm going to see.
Yeah, you're going to see what's going
what
on.
What it is tomorrow.
Look, what time do tickets go? Oh, I'm just going to look at, like,
I think it's 10 a.m., like usual, ticket release.
Ticketmaster.
But, and anyone who hasn't heard already, WWE World, Philadelphia Convention Center, down this, or Pennsylvania Convention Center, think it is.
Pennsylvania. Down Center City.
In Center City, Philly. If you're coming to Philadelphia.
Right next to, well, it's a street over from Reading Terminal Market.
So. Which is another destination if you're coming to Philadelphia, you're not from Philadelphia.
Yeah, your food. Head over to the convention center. Dude, the fucking city's going to be...
It's going to be crazy.
Dude, I want to see if they got food trucks fucking lined up around there. That'd be fucking good, too.
And look, it's, what, February 21st today, right? May 21st?
21st.
To say that we're a month and 2 weeks or a month and 2.5 weeks out from Mania, and there's still so many questions that need to be answered, still so many matches need to be made.
But you know what's going to happen.
We're
going to see matches being made after this weekend.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you get a bunch is coming out of the chamber.
You're getting SmackDown on Friday. We'll probably see more of the build.
SmackDown is taped, and there's already results out there. I have avoided them because I
haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, I haven't seen them, but I've seen that there was availability. I'm watching SmackDown like I always watch SmackDown.
Yeah.
Because they had to tape it, being they're already over there now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Chamber, we're getting who's going to fight Rhea. We're getting who's going to fight Seth. We're getting maybe a match announcement for the tag match at Mania with the Grayson Waller effect. Maybe it happens as soon as Saturday morning.
That would be bad.
We might have an answer before our next show.
Fuck.
About who has this. So
I hope not.
there's so much. Like, I can't wait. WWE has far exceeded my expectations of building, even though it's WrestleMania. You always get excited. I put it out on Twitter. I listened to episode 76 of our show randomly because it was 5 years since we put it out, and it was the one with barbecue chicken pizza, which is our first ever segment with Hale Collins, Living in the Now. And it literally was 5 years this exact time. It was after Elimination Chamber, and it was that next week. And we were talking about Kofi Mania hadn't even started yet. You still had Daniel Bryan with what we joked about, the hemp belt.
Yeah.
We were talking also about Becky Lynch and becoming the man. Like, it, just listening to that build, I'm like, man, that was a really good build as well. Now, I don't, obviously, not to the level of what we're getting this year.
Not even close.
But
to have Batista's retirement match.
Yeah. To listen, and we don't even know that at that point, that wasn't even a thing yet. Like, to listen to the exact time frame, just 5 years in advance, it was actually pretty cool to go back and listen to that. But it's so cool that this build is going the way it's going. WWE, like you said, for months, it's firing on all cylinders. And it's hard to touch them at this point.
You're on the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Usually, all focus, all eyes on this. It is the Super Bowl of wrestling.
Yeah.
Or the Super Bowl is the WrestleMania of football, however you want to put it.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. And we didn't even have to bounce around anywhere else.
Mm-mm.
This was dominated. Dominated by the Dominator. Dominatrix.
The one thing I am surprised we haven't heard yet is a Hall of Fame. I haven't heard any, you know what I mean, any inductees at all.
Are the Dudleys in?
Nothing yet. Oh, yeah, Dudleys are in. Yes.
Dudleys are in.
Yeah.
We got Sandman has signed a Legends deal.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
I feel like, I know Dreamer's not in yet.
Maybe Heyman?
RVD's already in.
Yeah.
Heyman could be a good one. A really, really, imagine that speech. That could be an amazing
speech. Fucking introduce him?
Who introduced Heyman?
So many options. There's so many options. Is that their way to get Punk on?
I was going to say, honestly, I would say CM Punk.
Yeah.
I would say CM Punk. I think that it's a layup, honestly. And look, we might even get to see CM Punk at some point that weekend.
I hope so. Dude, I hope so too. I hope we don't want to meet and greet. You got nothing else?
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck getting CM Punk.
There's no way in hell. Like I said, a lesser.
Yeah.
Like I would go on like a mid, I'll be the mid carder. If R-Truth's there, I'll fucking go see R-Truth.
I kind of would like to go talk to Gulak.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be down there.
Yeah.
He's got the school open.
Yeah. So I would kind of, he would be one, but you got my gears turning now with Hunter. I might.
You got to bite the bullet.
I might.
This is your chance.
This is it.
You get one shot.
Yeah. This might be.
Are you ready to play the game?
I'm going to have to look at what tickets are. And if there's like individual autograph tickets and stuff, like I'm going to have to look. That was quick.
Had it on the helm.
And then,
I had Helmsley on the helm. Good way to go. That's a good way to go. Go ahead, man. Hit it. Hit it.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed the show this week. Thank you for watching and listening. We hope you enjoy Elimination Chamber. And hopefully next week we will know.
Fuck, I wish I said the border in here.
We might know a winner of that bet.
No, by next week.
But
and for those who are fucking listening and not watching, he pointed to himself. He's an asshole.
So, but enjoy. Thank you for watching. We'll be talking to you very soon. See you later.